I almost forgot that too. Today is Communion Sunday, first Sunday of the month. So if you have not gotten your elements ready, you have plenty of time to do that before we actually come to the table. So just a reminder there, folks. So in scanning the channels, do you ever notice even with cable TV, there's still nothing to watch? 40 channels, 400 channels, 4,000 channels, nothing to watch. Well, one day last week, I noticed Name That Tune is back. I mean, I don't know how long ago that show was on, but Name That Tune, which then reminded me that we haven't played music trivia for a while. So here goes. Now, you have to reach all the way back to 1976. Now, looking around this crowd, you were all around in 1976. I'll even give you the album name. It's Turnstiles. Here's the first verse. Some folks like to get away, don't jump in, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood, but I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. The next line, I'm in a New York state of mind. Bye. Billy Joel, when he was still not weird and good, right? Good job. So why do I ask you this trivia question? Well, you know, my mind goes to some pretty strange places sometimes. And when I read this passage from Mark, I always think of this song. I think it might be when I read these particular few verses at the end of the passage that Rick read. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. And when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." You see, it seems like sometimes even Jesus needs a little break away from the dullness of his routine. He'd spent the previous day and evening healing all sorts of illnesses from a crowd that had gathered at the door of the house he was staying at. And I imagine he was not only physically tired, but I can only imagine how emotionally and spiritually tired he was as well. Seems like maybe, just maybe, Jesus was looking to take a quick vacation by himself. Unfortunately, it didn't last long. But I think we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that the Gospels are very clear that we all need to take some time off from ministry. Even Jesus did. Now, we're still in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel. Mark is the Gospel for this year in the church calendar. But Jesus' success and fame in the first chapter of the gospel has already grown exponentially in just a few short verses. Now, after sunset, Peter's house is packed to the rafters with people who've heard the rumors about what Jesus can do. So they brought their sick, their demon-possessed, and they're hurting for a quick healing. Now, if you look very carefully at the passage from today, you'll notice that never, not even once, in all of the 11 verses that we read, does Mark give us one word of Jesus preaching or one word of his teaching. Not one little word. Because the crowds of people have come for one thing and one thing only. They've come merely to receive Jesus' gifts and not to hear what he has to say. Now, in John's gospel, Jesus takes the crowds on by saying that they're only following him to receive more free bread, not to hear his words. That same sentiment is here in Mark's gospel. A trademark of Mark's gospel would be that the crowds are more intent on using Jesus to get what they want rather than to listen to his words. And that's why he's constantly on the move in Mark's gospel, going back and forth across the Sea of Galilee, trying to get away from them. You see, Jesus has come not to give us his gifts, but to give us himself. But too often, people are not interested in him, only his magic tricks. So early in the morning, he slips away, unnoticed, to a deserted place to be by himself, away from everyone, to quote Thomas Hardy, far from the madding crowd. Even though Jesus' ministry is just starting, it seems like It may be getting a little out of control. His popularity is troubling to him, and his newfound celebrity status is in conflict with his call to be a preacher. He knows his mission is to teach the people about God, not to be a miracle worker or a magician. He's not interested in doing party tricks for the crowd. Whatever the explanation or the reason for the factors, he needed a little time away. And now you know why this passage always reminds me of that Billy Joel song, New York State of Mind. You see, truth is, everyone needs some time off from ministry. Jesus did, pastors do, and so do each and every one of you. Whatever it is in your ministry that's worn you out or brought you to the edge and made you take that Greyhound on the Hudson River line for a while, it's okay. Have you ever gotten one of those "we miss you" postcards in the mail from someone you've done business with in the past, like a dentist or a store you ordered something from? It's a pretty standard business practice to send either a postcard or an email. Some churches have even gotten in on the trend and send out the same kind of postcards when someone has been away for a while. I'm not sure how I feel about that myself, but I know your membership committee talks about those kind of things. But it's also possible to go away without physically leaving. You know, like you're here, but you haven't been involved like you used to be. Or you've had your reasons for stepping back from serving God's people here and now for one or several reasons, or a bad incident or confrontation has soured you to church service. Now, those things would never, those bad incidents or experiences would never happen here at First Pres Bellevue. But speaking for other churches, whatever the reason, know this. We and the Church of Jesus Christ, well, we miss you. When the disciples found Jesus there in his deserted place and taking his little prayer vacation, as I call it, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." Now that's just disciple talk for, "We miss you." And he says to them, "Let's go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that's what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. As important as it is for us to remember to take care of ourselves and to rest, it's just as important for us to be open for when the time is right to re-enter the battle. Even Jesus needed the disciples to remind him that it was time to get back and fight the good fight. We all need that. We all need that "we miss you" postcard. Now, I know that there are many of you out there who have been active in service to this church in the past, and you're not so active now. Or maybe you've been thinking about becoming more active at this point in your life. Maybe it's time. Maybe you're the one about whom people are thinking, "Everyone is looking for you." Now, I hope that as you come to the table in a few minutes, either here or in your homes, that you'll allow Jesus to speak to your hearts, that you will think on the past month as we've ordained new deacons and elders who have answered God's invitation to ministry, that you'll think about the many ways I've talked in this past month about call and about ministry, that you'll look into that mailbox of your heart and see if maybe there isn't a postcard there inviting you to come back, or maybe even come for the first time. Things are finally beginning to settle down, and God willing, in the next so many months, we will be back to some kind of normal. Is God calling you to come or to come back, to offer your gifts in service and in love to God's people? Look in the mailbox of your heart and see if that "we miss you" isn't there. Amen.